الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. There is a letter of a student who wrote to Hazrat, and Hazrat's reply. ایک طالب علم کا خط جو اعمال قبیحہ میں مبتلا تھے، ان کو خواب میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زیارت نصیب ہوئی. One student was engaged in some evil, dirty act. He dreamed of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اور حکم دیا کہ اگر اصلاح چاہتے ہو تو مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب سے تعلق پیدا کرو. And نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم told him in the dream, if you want to correct yourself, if you want to get rid of this bad habit of yours, then you make connection, a تعلق with حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ. ان سے تعلق کے بغیر تمہاری اصلاح نہیں ہو سکتی. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, without making your connection with him, your اصلاح won't be made. This is the student's letter. حضرت صاحب، الحمدللہ اب بدنظری اور لواطت سے مکمل طور پر شفا یابی ہو گئی ہے. That حضرت now looking at other women, lustful gazes, young boys, and the act of sodomy, that now Allah has completely saved me from it. حضرت صاحب، جب سے آپ کا جوابی خط پہنچا ہے اور اس پر کمل کیا ہے تو اب صرف ایک مرتبہ بد نظری ہوئی. اسے حضرت، سنس آئی روٹ ٹو یو اینڈ آئی ریسیوڈ یور ریپلائی، سنس دین اونلی ونس دیٹ آئی پر چانس مائی آئیز فیل آن سم اسٹرینج وومن اور اسٹرینج بوائے، ینگ بوائے، جس پر میں نے آپ کے حکم کے مطابق 8 رکعت نماز نفل اور 20 روپیے صدقہ ادا کیا. اینڈ ایز یو ہیڈ انسٹرکٹڈ می، or when a mistake happened, I performed 8 rakats of namaz, nafil namaz, and I gave 20 rupees in charity. جس کی برکت سے الحمدللہ ابھی تک ایک دفعہ بھی بدنظری نہیں ہوئی. Because of this, the barakat of that, since then not once also did I cast a lustful gaze, a wrong gaze at anyone. آپ کے مشوروں پر عمل کی برکت سے لواطت سے مکمل توبہ نصیب ہو گئی. اینڈ بائی ایکٹنگ آن یور ایڈوائس وچ یو گیو می دا پرسکرپشن، نا الحمد للہ 100% آئی ہیو بین سیوڈ فرام سودمی. حضرت ریپلائز، الحمد للہ، آل پریز ڈیو ٹو اللہ. اللہ تعالی استقامت عطا فرمائے. May Allah grant steadfastness. This is very important. When a person starts some ibadat, gives up some guna, don't become over happy. But always consider that I must be saved always. And I must carry on with this ibadat. We start making tahajjud for 2 or 3 nights, we usually get very happy and we feel that we are doing it permanently. We must become happy but make dua that Allah keeps it. Sometimes in that happiness, then it goes away again. We get saved from a guna and we think, now alhamdulillah, I'm saved from that guna. But that concern must always be there. It must not come back. لیکن نفس ہمیشہ ہوشیار رہے. But always be alert with regard to your nafs. Nafs is such an enemy. Where it gets a chance, it will strike again. ایک لمحہ کو غافل نہ ہو. Don't be unmindful even for a single moment. ہماری سے ہمیشہ عیناً قالباً قلباً مشرق و مغرب کی دوری رکھے. From young boys, keep your distance always. As far as your eyes are concerned, don't look at them. عیناً قالباً body, don't be near them anywhere. قلباً don't think about them also. Whether it is young boys and a person gets involved of these terrible gunas, or whether it is other women, keep your distance عیناً with your eyes also, قالباً your body also, and قلباً your heart also. And the distance must be from east to west. In other words, keep a total distance from them. اگر نفس کو ذرا ڈھیلا چھوڑا تو یہ مرض پھر آؤٹ کر آتا ہے. If you leave your nafs a little bit loose, the sickness of yours will come back again. And you will get involved in this guna again. ذکر اللہ اور دیگر ہدایات پر پابندی سے ہمیشہ عمل جاری رکھے. Always be regular with your ذکر اللہ and with the other advices I gave. We'll keep them in mind and follow them regularly. From here we can see the great position of our Shaykh, that where Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam directed this person to Hazrat, and not only that, but said without Hazrat's company and Hazrat's advice and following it, your Islah won't be made. No matter how much shukr we make that our connection is with such a great Allah wala, it is not enough. Another letter of the same person, Hazrat Sahab, ab agle amraz ka ilaj chahta hoon. I seek the treatment for other spiritual diseases I have got as well. Hazrat Sahab, mere andar ghurur aur takabbur behad aur behisab hai. Hazrat, in me I've got a lot of pride and haughtiness. I think I'm somebody great very much. Hazrat Sahab, uska ilaj maine ek kitab se talash karke us par amal kiya. The treatment of this, I looked up in one kitab and I found the treatment and I acted upon that. علاج یہ تھا کہ ہر نماز کے بعد مسجد میں نمازیوں کی جھوٹیاں سیدھی کیا کرو. The treatment was that every day the people who come for namaz pack their shoes, put them straight. They are always, the people just take them out anyhow, pack them nicely and straight. اور مسجد کے لیترین صاف کیا کرو. And clean the toilets of the masjid. اس پر عرصہ ایک اسال سے عمل کر رہا ہوں. For a long period, 1 year, I've been practicing on this. لیکن کچھ بھی فائدہ نہیں ہوا. But no benefit whatsoever. لیکن نہیں ہوا. بلکہ ایسا کرنے سے دل میں خیال آتا ہے کہ میں بڑا متواضع ہوں. But by doing this, this thought came in my mind that I'm very humble. Hey, that is, pride came in the form of humility. Shaitan hits a person with what is called nurani hijab. As far as deen is concerned, he must lead you. You are doing something wrong, but shaitan makes you think according to deen, this is right. What the others are telling me is wrong, especially like bid'at. A person who is in bid'at, he thinks I'm doing a great act of worship. But shaitan in that nurani hijab hits him under the belt and he doesn't know. So this in the form of humility, shaitan made him become proud in the form of humility. میں تو اس قابل نہیں جو یہ کام کر رہا ہوں. And I think that I'm not fit to do this. So, and I'm doing it, so pride is coming in me. اور بعض اوقات لوگ تعریف بھی کر دیتے ہیں. And sometimes people praise me also. کہ تم بڑے نیک ہو, بڑے متواضع ہو. You are very pious, you put everyone's shoes straight, you clean the toilets, you are very humble, جھوٹیاں سیدھی کرتے ہو. جس سے نفس اور زیادہ فرعون بن جاتا ہے. And I get more pride in me and I become more like I'm a very pious person, very big person. Sometimes taqwa and the pride of the piety of a person, it comes in the form of pride. That you think that I'm very pride, very pious, making tahajjud, ishraq, all are seeing me, I'm keeping nafil, no rozas, I read so much namaz, etc. Sometimes shaitan hits you in that way. Aur takabbur se phool jata hai. And my nafs just becomes blown up with pride. That I'm somebody, all are praising me, I'm so humble, I clean the toilets, etc. See, the answer which Hazrat gives, which is very important, جسمانی مرض کا علاج کتاب دے کر کرتے ہو یا ڈاکٹر کی طرف رجوع کرتے ہو. For your physical bodily ailments, do you look in the kitab and you check up your treatment or do you go to a doctor? How Hazrat corrected him. روحانی مرض میں آپ خود معالج بن گئے. And as far as spiritual disease, you became a doctor on your own. And you checked up the treatment yourself. کس کے لیے کیا جاتا ہے شیخ, کس کے لیے کیا جاتا ہے. Why do you have a شیخ? What is the object of the شیخ? So many of us, we try and take our own treatment and we don't refer to the شیخ. The same treatment, if the شیخ had given it exactly the same treatment, it should have its effect. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala. What you do on your own, it will be wrong. Just like, for example, a person who makes his own tafsir of the Quran, even he makes the correct tafsir, it is wrong and it is haram. But the same tafsir he makes, but now he makes it from mufassireen, from the people who have studied and from the people who know Quran Sharif and who are entitled to make tafsir. The same tafsir, now it is correct. And the same tafsir he makes on his own, that is incorrect. And that will land him in Jahannam, according to the Hadith Sharif. So Hadrat says that, for what have you got a sheikh? This is the purpose. You must ask your sheikh your treatment. Not go and look for your own treatment. Usko ittila aur uski tajweez ki ittiba karne se nafa hota hai. By informing your sheikh and what treatment he gives you, from that you get benefit. Adatullah yu hi jari hai. This is Allah's system. People can object to it as much as they want to. Doesn't make sense. It's not logical. But that is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Parcha ujab wa kibar ka ilaj rawana. Ek baar rawana, ek baar parhe. Ka ilaj rozana, ek baar parhe. I'm sending you the treatment which Hadrat had many prescriptions ready printed for all different illnesses. So he says, I'm sending this prescription for pride and takabbur and ujab. I'm sending it. Read it every day one time. In that will be your treatment. So this is a very important point that we want to diagnose ourselves also. That also we don't have the right. We should ask the sheikh. A person doesn't diagnose. You can tell the doctor, I think this. But usually you will notice the doctor doesn't pay much attention to what you are saying. He knows he has to diagnose, and you are becoming your own doctor, you are diagnosing yourself. You are becoming too big for your boots, the doctor thinks also. He allows you to talk, but he does his work. He will take your blood pressure, he will check your sugar, whatever he has to do, he will do. And then he will give you the treatment. This is also a big problem that we have. For example, person says, how much must I go in Jamaat? Same thing. Nothing new we're going to get. Or, why must I go Mashwara Nizamuddin? I know what they're going to say. Sacrifice more. Give more time. But just the saying of it makes all the difference. In the same way, you go to the Khanka every month, I must go every week. Same thing going to be said. What must I go and do there? But the difference is just by listening. And yourself, you can read. You won't get that benefit, what you will get from the sheikh. And this is which Hazrat has written, Sunnatullah yuhi jari hai. This is how Allah has kept it, Allah has meant it, and that is how it's going to be. So a person who will go regularly, that person will get better. And who goes with an open heart, not that I know what he's going to say. I know Jamaat what kitab reading, every day I know what's in kitab reading. We finish the kitab how many times, how much must I still read it. But that is where the benefit is, to keep on listening to it. And also, we all must have noticed it. I know something, but just when certain alim told it, it just struck me at that time. And it had a complete different effect. And how many times we say also, the same qissa, I make it bayan myself so many times. But I never thought of this, how it hit you at that time. So this is Allah's system. So therefore, a sheikh is for the purpose that we follow, do we go to the sheikh, let him diagnose us, let him treat us. Our work is to follow the treatment. Our work is not to make the treatment. We want to make the treatment, and then again, it happens, we don't follow the treatment. We just make it ourselves. No, take the treatment from the sheikh. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We read in the various the prescriptions for maut to come on iman, which is a very big thing and which we should be very concerned about. Maut can come at any time to any person, and so many prescriptions, even if we just follow one, we should try and follow all. If you have not only one guarantee you have nine guarantees. But at least we should try and follow one. And they are so easy. One of them is the love of Allah Wala and sohbat and ta'alluq of Allah Wala, which we did previously. The next one, Husn-e Khatima ka aathwa nuskha. The eighth prescription for maut to come on iman to get a good death. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna sadaqata tut'i'u ghadab al-rab. that giving sadaqah, charity, that puts off the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّوءِ, and it removes a bad death. Sadaqah Allah ta'ala ka ghadab thanda karta hai. Sadaqah cools down the anger of Allah ta'ala. We should try and become in a habit, not only once a year we take out sadaqah, or once a month, but on a daily basis. Even if it is just a slice of bread, one apple, 20 cents, to a 2 rand, 5 rand, what it is, but on a daily basis. And very easy, when we fill up petrol, give some sadaqah also. When the niyat, give the petrol attendant with the niyat of sadaqah. Today in the parking lots, we have these people who look after the cars, give them with the niyat of sadaqah. You, many shops you go, there are people hanging around, they carry your things for you. They take your trolley back again. Give them some sadaqah. The sadaqah is a very, very great thing. And we should be in the habit of it, of giving as much sadaqah as possible. Whatever it is, 50 cent, 1 rand, 2 rand, whatever we can give. And when sometimes Allah gives you tawfiq and you give out of the blue to somebody, and you decided to give even the smallest note, and you see that smile on that person's face, understand your work is done in akhirah. Allah Ta'ala is happy with you, even if that person is a non-Muslim, whoever it can be. In fact, even if you think he's a drunkard, you try and give a person that will use it in a good cause. But in any case, we are not responsible for that. You give sadaqah. That is what is important, that we have to give our sadaqah. Wherever we can, try and give some sadaqah. اور بری موت کو دفع کرتا ہے. صدقہ, the حدیث نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says صدقہ removes a bad death from a person will be saved from a bad death. So it's a very, very cheap transaction. Your 20 cents, your 2 rands, 5 rand, whatever you give here, there, it is a very good thing, and we should try and do this on a daily basis if we can. حضرت شیخ عبدالحق محدث دہلوی رحمت اللہ علیہ نے لمعات میں تحریر فرمایا ہے. شیخ عبدالحق محدث دہلوی رحمت اللہ علیہ, very great شیخ, in his famous کتاب لمعات, he writes, پوری موت کے دفع کرنے سے مراد سوء خاتمہ سے حفاظت ہے. What is meant? That you will be saved from a bad death. That is, you will be saved from a death of kufr. From su'e khatima, from a bad death, from that you end, nobody got, we can live our whole life on deen, on iman, Islam, but shaitan makes his utmost effort at the time of mort. However, if a person had made effort to become a friend of Allah, and what is simply a friend of Allah? A person who fulfills Allah's commands and stays away from what Allah has forbidden. And nobody can be perfect in that. So a person who makes tawbah regularly, by tawbah Allah forgives sins, that is a wali of Allah. Such a person, Allah, it's not that friend that will leave you in the lurch when you need him the most. At the time of mort, Allah will save you from shaitan. Allah will keep shaitan away from you. But if you're a person committing sins also, making namaz, sometimes not making namaz also, sometimes staying away from gunas, not looking at women, other times looking also, then that person got a problem at the time of mort. Shaitan can come and he can rob you of your iman. And so for such a person to be in safe hands, who does those gunas also, etc., all these things are there for more for those people to protect them from a bad death. But if you have become a wali of Allah, Allah will protect you. And your mort will come like Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, most probably, the student of Maulana Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. Somebody saw him in his dream and asked him that, how did your mort come? He said, I was writing a masala of makatib, that is masala of the slaves, of a certain aspect of slaves, and I hardly know my mort came. So easy it came. I hardly knew my mort came, and I was already in akhirat, which comes in the hadith that for such people, their mort, the ruh is taken out like a hair from flour. From dry flour, How easily the hair comes out. Like that the ruh comes out of those people. They just have, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, make this one muraqabah regularly also. That you have become little ill now, you have reached old age, you have become little ill, and in that your sins are being forgiven. And then maut comes, you see Malakul maut coming, with all the clothing and all the kafan of Jannat, and the farishtas of Jannat are coming. So you have made muraqabah of maut also, and inshallah Allah will give you a maut also like that. So what is to be a wali, by which a person won't have inshallah any problems at the time of maut, shaitan will be kept at a distance from you, and very easily your maut will come, is to become a wali of Allah. And a wali of Allah is to obey Allah's commands, stay away from a distance, and to make tawbah regularly. That person will become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali Falma Farmate Tadfa'u Meetat As-Soo Ay Tamna'u Inzal Al-Makruh Wal-Bala Fi Al-Hal Wa Tadfa'u Su Al-Khatima Fi Al-Ma'al. That what is this? That by giving sadqa, that you will be saved from a bad death. Ay Tamna'u Inzal Al-Makruh, it will, the sadqa of yours will repel, will prevent all bad halat and conditions to come. Usually people give sadqa that, for example, I mustn't meet up with an accident, I mustn't have a problem, so when we fill up petrol, we give some sadqa. So all types of hardship, whether it is you become paralyzed, whether it is you meet up with an accident, whether a fire comes, anything, all types of bad, you will be saved by giving sadqa. Wal bala, and all types of tests also. One is a person is passed without a test also. Right? One is you get tested, and Allah is that he is not constrained by rules and regulations. If Allah wants to, for how many people, those who die on Friday, no hisab kitab, no questioning in the qabr, they are just passed without a hisab kitab. How many people on the day of Qiyamah, announcements will be made for so many people, that you people come away here under the arsh of Allah. No hisab kitab for you. Okay, so that is, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. So all this ibtila, test also, of dunya also, for some people, we do wrong, Allah Ta'ala punishes us, so that the punishment, sadqa will remove that also. Okay? And for some people, they haven't done wrong, but Allah Ta'ala puts a test to them, to see whether they will make sabr, or etc., whatever, Allah brings some hard conditions, to see in that, will he still make his namaz or not, or will he leave out his namaz or what. So Allah tests a person. Sadqa will save us from tests also. Tests also are not easy, any test you go for. Hey, a person just simple, you have to go for your license, and then you go for an eye test. You are worried that everything must be alright. A simple thing, you go for your blood test. So just for some simple thing, but you are making dua, you are concerned that the results must come out good. So Allah will say, by giving sadqa, then inshallah your results, you won't have to go for test, you won't have to be sent for test also. وَتَدْفَعُ سُوَ الْخَاتِمَةِ, and it saves you from a bad death also. Bad death could be also, like for example, crooks got in, they torture you, they kill you, they chop you up or something, bad accident happens, your body is mutilated, that is also a bad death in that sense. Though it is not necessary, if you die with iman, is no problem whatsoever. But a bad death can also, that you have to die without iman, or you die without tawbah, and you go into azab in the qabr, azab on the day of qiyamah. So sadqa will remove all this. Sadqa buri maut se hifazat karta hai. Sadqa saves a person from a bad death. Usse murad ye hai ke maujooda bala wa naagawar umur se mehfooz rakhta hai. That is, that present all tests and bad conditions, you are saved from it. And sadqa saves a person from bad conditions which have not yet come, which are going to come on a person. Like for example, you are going by car, and you are going to meet up with an accident. You gave sadqah, you get saved from that accident. Your sadqah saves you from that. And sadqah also saves you. Your engine seized somewhere in the middle of the karoo. You got no one to aid you. And there you see somebody walking, you gave him sadqah. Allah will make means for you to come out of your difficulty. So this is sadqah has got great, great power, and we should try and come in the habit of giving sadqah regularly. Aur anjaam mein su'e khatma ko dafa karta hai. And the greatest thing at the time of death, it saves a person from a bad death. Yani husn khatma ka zariya hai. It is a means for a person to have a good death. Death on iman, death on kalima, death of a shaheed, of all a good death, death on Friday. All these things here is by sadqah. And for this, like for example, many of us, perhaps all of us, we know of this, we have heard it also many times. Many times we make bayan of it also, but it goes behind our mind. It's somewhere there at the back. Now when we have to give sadqah, now we feel a bit hard, we don't want to take out that money. But if we remember this, it becomes easy. Like now we came to Majlis, we heard it, tomorrow it's fresh in our mind, to go and give sadqah will become easy. Few days will pass, we'll forget about this again. Then to take out the 2 rand becomes also too hard. And then what shaitan makes us calculate, that 30 days every day 2 rand is 60 rand. You know how much that is. Well, how much, what other work you could have done with that 60 rand. And shaitan tells you want to give this. But when these things are in front, you look at Allah's mercy. And the more you give, Allah gives you more. And the biggest thing, if your 2 rand saves you from an accident which was going to cost you your car write off, and another hospital bill of another 100,000, 200,000, what is it to give that 2 rand, 5 rand? It is a very, very cheap thing. What is it much that you are giving? So when these things are fresh in our mind, it becomes easy. Otherwise, this also shaitan puts, these are all drunkards. You give them money, they go and drink. They don't use it for good. The small boys come, they ask for some sadqah, they're going to go and sniff glue. They're going to do all other wrong things with it. Then you don't give, so it stops you from giving. But when you are reminded all the time, then it has an effect on you. And also, two main things when a person gets tawfiq of amal. One is when Allah gives the concern to a person of his islah. Or the same thing, if Allah gives him the concern, what will be happen to me in my qabr on the day of Qiyamah? That fikr comes in a person, that I have to correct my life, I have to change my life, I've got a bad life, my character, my temper, my eyes are not under control, my fantasizing all the time, or even worse, going on porn, looking at women, all this bad, I must correct myself. Or what's going to happen to me in my qabr? How will my maut come to me? When that worry really hits a person, one thing. The other thing is, when he gets love for any alim, your sheikh in our context, when you have the true love, then the same thing which you know doesn't have that effect. But just because your sheikh said it, now it has got great effect. That love that you have, and you just i'tiqad, love and i'tiqad, that what my sheikh said, he says you must wear slit kurta, the world can say what they want to. No, I'm going to wear, and I know this is the right thing. Then that just, it just comes in you, and it becomes easy for that person to make amal now become very easy. Otherwise, it's very, very hard. If a person hasn't still got concern of his islah, and he hasn't got concern of his qabar, and he hasn't got love for any alim, who you'll have love for an i'tiqad, you become a murid to him, he's your sheikh now, and if you have that, and to the degree and level that you have i'tiqad and muhabbat, to that degree, every word, it is just different. One is to read Quran Sharif without that love and muhabbat, and one is you read with muhabbat, it makes a world of difference. Now every ayat is just different now to you. So to develop those two things are also necessary. To have that fikr of our islah and what's going to happen in our qabr. That, and to have i'tiqad and love for one share. Now, how much a person develops that, so much he flies to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. we read the story in Masnavi Sharif of those five people who were going to rob, steal. And the king also joined them, and the lessons that we learned from there. Another great lesson, the last lesson Hazrat has mentioned from that incident, is hikayat se ye bhi malum hua ke Allah Ta'ala ke maqbool aur nek bande mayar-e-insaniyat ke aitbaar se kitna buland maqam rakhte hain. From this instance also we come to learn that Allah Ta'ala's maqbool and nek bande who are the awliya, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, معیار انسان کے اعتبار سے, according to the standards of human beings, what a high position they hold. That means in the, amongst the human beings, those who are the friends and awliya of Allah Ta'ala, what a high position they hold. This is different, which Hazrat is explaining, that the people of the world today generally don't understand this. And they regard people who have got secular education, university degrees, people who have got many, people who are in dunya, they look at them at a very high level. But in fact, yeah, the story teaches us that those who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala, what a great level they have got. Afsos ke aaj jo qaum unhi choro ki tarah apni dunyavi zindagi ke chand roza bahar ke wasail wa zarai ko hunar samajhti hai. What a pity, Hazrat says, that today that nation who are just like these crooks, doing all wrong things, stealing, robbing, etc., whether it is white collar crime, whether it is open crime, whether it is you show a person a gun, you show him a knife, you rob him, or whether you cut his pocket and he doesn't even know, and you in fact give him a cup of tea to drink, and in the meantime he's robbing you also, or what different types of robbing which takes place, people who do that, and people just for this few days of this dunya to live a lavish lifestyle. And today how many people, even amongst our Muslim people, are doing all wrong types of things, rob the customers, the poor simple-minded people, people who the aged parents take out insurance policies for them, on then they are the, they going to get all whatever they have insured. They know my father is now on his last, he's going to die. Though they are all conditions for the insurance companies, but they take out insurance policies, make money like that. People who just go insolvent, or they haven't, they're not insolvent, but they're robbing people, don't pay out the merchants after that. They just declare themselves insolvent, we haven't got money. So all this type of things, and they are living it up, and people think, hey, these people, they know how to make money. And there are a lot of people doing a lot of haram business, lot of business which is against Sharia, that people are doing against the law of the country. People are doing lot of business and they are living it up, all that. So all that, and they just for this few days of this dunya, and they think that we are clever. Hey, we know how to make money. These people who are doing it in the legal way, making a small profit here, working so hard, oh, they don't know how to make money. We know how to make money. اور مادی ترقی کو اصل ترقی سمجھتے ہیں, and they think that material progress is the actual progress, to live it up in this world, to go for holidays, to swindle people, to do down people, and they regard this as a hunar, as an achievement, as a great accomplishment, a kamal. اور انسانیت سے گری ہوئی تہذیب کو مثلا, and these people, the very low culture which is in mankind, which is prevalent, which is amongst us, very low culture. What type? Hazrat gives a few examples. Masalan, khare hokar pishab karne ko, to stand and urinate. Hey, this also they think of something, that how they carry on. How many students at college, for example, they will urinate in the urinals there in front of one another. Eh? And they all they will mock one another, they will bath naked in front of one another. They don't think how many even girls at colleges, they just bath like this in, naked in front of one another. And this all they regard, this is the right way. And if you live according to sharam, haya, you cover yourself, They will laugh at you. They will make a mock out of you. In other words, they got culture, they think. How we are living, urinating like animals, and they think that this is a great achievement. اور کاغذ سے پاخانہ کا مقام صاف کر کے ٹب میں بیٹھ کر غسل کرنے کو. And they don't use water for استنجا, tissue paper. They use that which is not washing or cleaning, it is polishing. Even the urine drops remain there, the effects of it. And more worse than that, even the stool, you are not cleaning yourself. With tissue paper, you are polishing yourself. It all remains there. One person, a Muslim person who was a radiographer on the ship, and he was the only Muslim there, and he used to be a proper good Muslim, observe the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever he had to go to toilet, make istinja, everything, sometimes some drops also fall, and the other people, workers, were unhappy about this, that he always messes the toilet. Whereas it wasn't, but we should also learn, where we have to use a public toilet, like in the aeroplane or somewhere, at the airports, make sure that we leave, don't give them a chance that they can point a finger at us. Even don't leave it wet also, though it is clean. But just water drops here, there, we should try and be clean and leave it such a way that nobody can point a finger to us. Anyway, they had an objection and they told him, they were having meals, they say, you're the only one who uses water and you are the one messing the toilet. So Allah had given him great insight, great depth of understanding. There was condensed milk on the table. So he said, put a little bit on your palm. They put it. So he says, now, take a tissue paper and wipe it off. They wiped it off. He said, taste it now, your palm. Do you still get taste of condensed milk? Yes, we get. Then go and wash it now. And after washing now with water, do you get? No, now we don't get. So they were also understanding type of people. They said, point taken, we understand. That when you just use a paper, tissue paper to wipe yourself, you haven't cleaned, the dirt is still there. And now, as Hazrat explains, then you go and lie in a tub. And to conserve water, normally the whole family uses that one tub water. Everyone who goes and uses that same tub of water. And as Hazrat writes here in front, اور اس طرح پاخانہ کے مقام سے ملوث گندا پانی منہ کان آنکھ میں داخل کرنے کو انسانیت کی معراج قرار دیتی ہے. And now all that same water which is mixed now with the front, napaki, urine, and what strong chemicals they are in urine, and what strong chemicals they are in stool. And now that you haven't washed it off, it is there on your body. You just use the tissue paper to remove it. Now you go and lie in the tub, even your own. Now it mixes with all that water. Water will remove it now. And then inevitably lying in the tub, water goes in your mouth, in your nose, in your ears, etc. The next person goes in the same edge, more of the impurity, and more water is going in them. So all the sicknesses also we can understand. Then you can also understand the bad akhlaq and character. Then a person can't understand rightfulness and truthfulness, etc. All these things overtake a person. And the worst part of all this, insaniyat ki mi'raj qarar deti hai. They regard this as the height of culture of mankind. That evil, filthy way of life. One is a person is in guna, he accepts I'm in guna. And one is his guna, he says I'm the most pious person. Because he's all the gunas he's making and he thinks I'm the most pious person. A person has got pride in him. And what a terrible thing, pride, that he prides himself that I got tawadu in me, that I'm a very humble person and he thinks I'm humble. So this is a serious thing when a person can't see his faults. And in fact he sees his faults as good qualities. Between husband and wife, how many arguments and fights? The wife is convinced I'm right, husband is wrong. Husband is convinced he is right, the wife is wrong. Nobody sees their own faults. The starting point of islah of a person is where a person can start seeing his faults. When he can't see his faults, and the sign of this is that you're seeing faults in other people all the time. That is a sign that you are not seeing your own faults. And you are regarding yourself as being very pious, as being very good. And this is the very, very sad state. Such a person, whole life also his islah can't be made. A person who throws open his cards and accepts that I've got faults in me, and not just for the sake of showing that I'm humble and I want my islah, but actually genuinely, that person feels that way, and then that person is islah will be made. Otherwise, we got preconceived ideas that I've got a lot of humility in me. Somebody hardly started, you made a bayan or you did some work, nobody praised you, but you got in your mind, somebody just opened their mouth and you think they are beginning to praise me. Like Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahab, Dhamad Barakatuhum, he explained to us once when we were in Raiwin very long ago, not Haji Bhai himself, one person who was staying in the Markaz, Muqeen, who stayed there to make khidmat. He said, Haji Bhai explained to us one condition, that you stay here, don't have hope of anything from any person. Yeah, no salary is paid to anyone. You stay here without a salary and you do your work like you're a worker. But there's no salary for you here. And whenever people will come, rich people will come in Jamaat. People will get influenced by your work, also your khidmat, etc. So even that, this thought mustn't come in you. When the person is just lifting his hand up, you think he's putting his hand in his pocket to give me something. This is also very common, that a person just puts his hand in his pocket here on top, in his side pocket or something, and you think, hey, he's going to give me money. Just like that, praise us also. And the person, when he thinks I'm worthy of praise, and he's just waiting for praises, and that person might say also, you know, I'm so frightened people will praise you. Where you got the thought that people are going to praise you? Nobody even thought of praising you. Just like that fly that sits on the horn of the bull and then goes and asks for maaf. That I was sitting, the bull said, I hardly knew you were sitting here. You have done nothing like that. You thinking now, I made bayan, now people are going to, I must be on my guard. It mustn't overtake me. You must annihilate yourself to such an extent that you don't even think. And if somebody do praise you, you get surprised. Not that you say, I'm not worthy of it. No, make dua, Allah must accept. That is also good. But actually, there must be no thought in your mind that you are worthy of any praise of anything. Kya aise qaum ko tehzeeb yaafta wa taraqqi yaafta kaha ja sakta hai? And from any standards, can you call such people who go and bath in the toilets, in the stubs, etc., who are filled with dirt, what research they making, what molecules and minicules and what details of things, but this open glaring filth and dirt, they can't see that. And also from another historical point, it is only about 200 years now that France was the first country of Europe to have bathrooms in the houses. Otherwise, they did not have the necessity of a bathroom also. The most they had public bathrooms where they should go and visit once a week to go and bath. And Islam, 1400 years ago, when there was hardly any water in the deserts of the Arabian Peninsula, 5 times wuzu, Islam had made faraz already. Ghusl, for various reasons, Islam had made faraz. For Jummah, take a bath and come. What teachings of Islam, what purity and what cleanliness. And what they say, that you people are still just in the masalas of istinja. And while we have reached the moon, what have you reached the moon? Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you went to the moon and you brought one handful of sand from there. What achievement did you do? You were so much of money you spent and so much of effort just to get bring a handful of sand from the moon, as if there isn't sand here. Afsos, sad afsos ke musliman Allah ki pasandida ta'zeeb wa maasharat ko tar karke isi maghzoob wa maqhoor qaum ki naqal kar rahe. This is what we have to cry about, that Al-Hazrat says, afsos, sad afsos, sorrow, and 100 sorrows on the Muslims of today, that these people, that they themselves have got, what a pure culture. Well, as far as parda is concerned, what a pure culture. But we look at the nudity of the animals and we regard that as something great. A person wants his wife to dress like that naked woman. The proper parda honor which Allah had given to a Muslim woman, we relegate that is like animalism, barbarism, and this filthy culture of the West. For what is in their culture? They are proud today, news item, that liquor, vodka, etc. has reached the moon for the astronauts there. Their pride is in this filth and dirt. Our pride is in pure, what purity, halal and tayyiba. What a beautiful deen, what a beautiful culture, as far as our food is concerned, as far as our social life is concerned, as far as our hygiene is concerned, nothing and nobody can ever compare to Islam. And for that, how much we should appreciate our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and how much durood we should be reading, and how much dua and endeavor we should endeavor on ourselves, on our fellow people. Today, unfortunately, people who are out there in the business field, people who are out at universities, living with these non-Muslims all the time, we also start admiring them. And we also think of them as somebody big and great, whereas we have been given the greatest thing. Hadrat then makes dua at the end, Ey Allah, hum par kisi aise hukamran ko mutayyan farma jo teri paakiza qanoon ko nafiz kare. This is also very important, this dua, that oh Allah, give us such rulers that will enforce your laws. Today we are all the laws, the most we will just criticize also. Same sex marriages are the terrible laws that they are. Smoking is not permitted in so many places, but alcohol is permitted. Whereas alcohol's damage is much more worse than the damage of smoking is concerned. We must make dua that Allah Ta'ala let the rulers pass such laws which are actually in favor of mankind. Today, if a man interferes with your wife and you hit him or something, a charge will be laid against you. Whereas, which actually with such laws should be made, why did he interfere with your wife? Why did he touch your wife? And today you become angry and you push his hand away, he will just make it a big issue and he will lay a charge against you of assault. And you are so innocent, and in fact you did the right thing, but you are the guilty person. Such times we are living in, and we admire the laws and we look down upon Islamic laws. We should make dua that Islamic laws are enforced in the world, especially in Muslim countries at least, that their proper Islamic laws must be enforced. اور بے پردہ پھرنے والی عورتوں کو بے نمازیوں کو شراب پینے والوں کو سزائیں دیں. And that punishment is meted out for the woman who walk around without parda, who are in this nudity and who are provoking men and causing of so much of harm in society. Be namazi, those people who are not making namaz, one be namazi and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat goes away. In a community, if there is one person who is not making namaz, Allah's rahmat goes away. And we are not even worried, we don't make effort also. And if we don't make any dua also, that Ya Allah, in our home, let everyone be a namazi. In our neighborhood, let everyone, who of us make such a dua? The most perhaps we will go in gust, but perhaps that also a formality, because if it's in our heart, we will make dua. Ya Allah, let everyone become a namazi, let everyone observe the whole of deen. That must be our object, to go in jamaat also, coming in the khanka, in our lives whole of deen must come. Deen must come alive in the whole of mankind, everywhere. Sharaab peene walo ko sazaay de, and that all these people must be given their punishment. Those who drink liquor, etc. Today we just pass by, somebody is drinking liquor, or we see it, or we know about it, but does a dua ever come into our heart that Ya Allah, stop these people from this? The most that the liquor problem will come when we have to give sadqa, that he's going to go and use it to drink. That also no dua for the person, that Allah must save him. But just that I to justify myself, that I don't have to part with my 50 cents, I don't have to part with my 2 rand, therefore I just tell him that you mustn't go and drink. But really, seriously, if we can't speak to the person, at least we can make serious dua. This is a very important dua here, that for all these wrongs that there are, and the laws which are wrong, that at least we must make dua. If Allah has to ask us on Qiyamah's day, that what stopped you from making dua? When you knew of all these harms carrying on, what stopped you from making dua? What answer will we have? So that is very important. Or jabran wa kahran, aise dastoor nafiz ho. And by force, there must be such laws everywhere in the world, ki ye chukle, that these places where the prostitutes have their dance, and where there are escort agencies, chukle khane, sharab khane, and where people, where there are bars, etc., cinema khane, cinemas, etc., sab muqaffal kar diye jaye, that they are all closed. Now recently in our time, when Mufti Mahmood Sahib became the president of Pakistan, and the people couldn't tolerate it, they planted a bomb in his plane, and the whole plane was bombed out in air. But he was one of that person that when he came in power, he closed all these things, all the escort agencies, all the cinemas, etc. We can't do that, we haven't got that in our hands, but we can make dua. How many of us make dua? This is also one thing we must check ourselves, concern and welfare of the ummah and of mankind. That we make effort also how much we can, and together with that we make duas also. Dua is a great, great weapon. And it works, and it works tremendously, but we don't really use it, and we don't make dua as dua is supposed to be made. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand our responsibilities to ourselves, to our deen, to the ummah, and to the whole of mankind, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, in 2.5 weeks' time, that is the 26th and 27th of Zulqa'dah, the 11th and 12th of September, we'll be having a Islahi Jalsa in Indonesia. So, inshallah, it will start from Yawmul Jumu'ah, from the Jumu'ah Salah time, until Laylatul Ahad, that is Saturday night, from Asr Namaz till Isha Salah, inshallah, which will be in Nurul Islam Masjid. From Friday, there will be programs. So, humble request for all the brothers, inshallah, to participate and to bring as many brothers as possible also.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جگر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا کچھ اور نہیں مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نارائنستانا خشمی آئے دم تا بچانا چنی می پائے دم اللہ جل جلانہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ اللَّهُ 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 وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ
والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.